This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, February 5th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. With President Donald Trump's blessing, Republican lawmakers on Friday released a classified GOP-drafted memo that alleges misconduct by senior FBI officials investigating Trump's 2016 campaign, reports Politico.com. According to the Daily Caller, the FBI relied heavily on the dubious Steele dossier, written by Christopher Steele, the former British spy who desperately wanted to prevent Trump from getting elected, in order to obtain a surveillance warrant against a Trump campaign advisor prior to the 2016 election. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, chair of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, appeared on Fox News to explain why this was a clear abuse of power on the part of the FBI.
This is not trying to go after some terrorist. The FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign in the summer of 2016. That's what happened. And then they got a warrant on someone in the Trump campaign using opposition research paid for by the Democratic Party and the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's what this is about, and it's wrong, and it should never be done.
President Donald Trump's approval rating jumped up to 49% on Friday, following a State of the Union address that was widely received as a success, according to a Rasmussen Reports daily tracking poll. A CBS poll conducted Tuesday evening showed that 75% of Americans who watched the speech liked what they heard. 8 in 10 Americans who watched felt that the president was trying to unite the country rather than divide it. And 2/3 said the speech made them feel proud. 16 children died from the flu last week, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in its weekly flu report, bringing the total number of pediatric flu-related deaths to 53 for the season, which began in October, reports CNN. It was a heretical prayer if there ever was one. Last Monday, Reverend Carlton Veazey, president of the pro-abortion group called Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, prayed this prayer for the abortionist and his assistants in front of a Bethesda, Maryland abortion mill. Quote, God of grace and God of glory, in whom we move and live, keep them safe and keep them strong, and may they always know that all they do is for thy glory. End quote. According to the Christian Post, Veazey had the gall to pray that obscene prayer for Nevada-based late-term abortionist Leroy Carhart. God declares in Ezekiel 13:9, My hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and utter lying divinations. Actor Jim Caviezel, who famously portrayed Jesus in the 2004 blockbuster hit Passion of the Christ, confirmed that he will reprise his role in the highly anticipated Mel Gibson sequel, reports the Christian Post. Resurrection will reportedly explore the 3 days between Jesus' death and his return to life. Despite its lack of industry support, Passion of the Christ earned a staggering $612 million worldwide, with a production budget of just $30 million. After receiving 3 Oscar nominations at the 77th Academy Awards, the film did not get one. Surprise, surprise. Tom Hanks will play beloved minister and TV icon Fred Rogers, popularly known as Mr. Rogers from the classic TV show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, in an upcoming film titled You Are My Friend. It will follow the friendship of Rogers and cynical journalist Tom Junod, who begrudgingly wrote about Mr. Rogers and was transformed by his surprising newfound friendship. Junod's profile on Rogers, entitled Can You Say Hero?, was published in Esquire magazine in 1998, in which the journalist talks about how he learned to pray. The piece gives readers a feel for Rogers' essence, while exploring what he thinks children lose as they grow up. Mr. Rogers embodied Colossians 3:12, Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Have you heard about fake churches in North Korea? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson immediately following today's newscast. And finally, Construction will soon begin in Corpus Christi, Texas, on what will be the largest cross in the Western Hemisphere. According to the Corpus Christi Caller-Times, the cross, to be erected by Abundant Life Fellowship, will stand 230 feet tall and 95 feet wide. Councilwoman Lucy Rubio said, quote, "I think it's wonderful for Corpus Christi. We are the body of Christ," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, February 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea is the worst country in the world for persecuting Christians, yet somehow they are trying to cover up their abuses of Christians with fake churches in Pyongyang. The church buildings include a Russian Orthodox church, a Roman Catholic church, and two Protestant churches. The Worldview asked William Stark of International Christian Concern why they would attempt to cover up the abuse of Christians if the world already knows.
It just goes with the general level of propaganda, honestly, that's the best way to put it, that the regime is constantly putting out with its own people and with the international community to muddy the waters a bit about what's actually taking place there.
Stark said that you will probably never hear of the actual Christian churches that meet there.
Most actual churches, so we're not even talking about the fake churches in Pyongyang, actual church communities are very, very secretive. I mean, even so secretive to the extent that parents don't feel they can share their faith with their children because their children who are going to school are being indoctrinated with this kind of, you need to be on the lookout for these Christians. If your parents are reading from this book or if your parents are saying these sorts of things, you need to report that to the government.
Pray for strength for these brothers and sisters, knowing that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.